84, you would have had...
Actually, we had 12 stores in 1984.
Yes. And by that time, you knew that this whole model is working. It was certainly adding to your personal wealth, and there was a point that it affected your lifestyle, I would imagine, by that time. Is that true?
No, I don't think it affected our lifestyle much at all. You know, in 1984, I think we were still trying to see and formulate, even though we had 12 stores, there were so many things and so many departments and so much work to do. Of course, in 85, we had the big loss. We had the philosophy, if you feed the business, it'll feed you. And so we took an awful long time before we really saw much income of any consequence.
What was your competition back then?
The competition, I think, was the same as it is today. Michaels, which is a public company, they've gone out and had stock offerings of $100 million several different times. And so they were out getting monies in that way to grow, where we were just borrowing money from the bank and taking our profits for our growth.
Would they be the only competition?
We do $2 billion. There's only three of us that do a half a billion or more. And up in the Northeast, there's a company called AC Moore that does about a half a billion. There's Joann's that does about $1.8 billion. There's ourselves that does two. And Michael's today that have over 1,000 stores have sales of $3.8 billion.
You chose not to go public.
That's right.
And why is that?
We chose not to go public first because we felt like that we could grow our company without borrowing money, that it would take us a little bit longer. And secondly, and most importantly, we didn't go public because we wanted to take the funds and the profits that we made, and we wanted to be able to give them to various mission endeavors, in which we've been able to do.
We should point out that Sam Walton also thought about a craft store.
Actually, Sam opened up five stores called Helen's. He later sold those to Michaels. I think someone told me that he made the remark, you know, he could take a manager and expend that manager on a store doing $5 million, which would be a Helen's, or he could take that same manager and use him for a Sam's that does $50 million. So he didn't see going into the craft business after he saw the amount of volume he could do in a Sam's or a Walmart.
Did you ever meet him?
No, I didn't, but I sure wish I had. I have a lot of respect for him.
You have a philosophy. 4 points of retail philosophy. Orderliness, you're an orderly sort of guy.
We try our best to be very orderly, and our stores have neat, clean stores. That, for me, is very important.
But that was a mark of you as a young person. I mean, there was a story about you going into the basement of one of your stores, and you just organized everything.
When I came over to TGNY, the manager didn't want me in Shawnee. That's where my first TGNY was. He thought I wasn't experienced enough, and so he wanted to just almost trash me. So he said, go in a stock down in the basement and clean it up. So I went into the basement, and I didn't even hardly come up to breathe. In fact, he came up to me after about a month and said, you know, we're not slave drivers around here. You can take a break. Well, I had never taken a break, and even to this day, I don't take breaks. You know, I might get a cup of coffee and bring in my office, but just a break, I've just never – that's not something that I've done. And so I really sold myself to him because I got down there, and it was a total mess, the basement was, and we had it cleaned up, and he was very surprised at the commitment that I made to that stock room.
Another part of your philosophy is spaciousness. You work to maintain space. You buy space. You may not necessarily buy in a high-profile area, but you might buy a huge amount of space.
Yeah, we like to have the very best locations possible, but something else that enters into it is we would rather have a larger store, maybe a little bit off the track, not a lot, of course, and that I can give my customers wider aisles and give them a good shopping experience instead of having them where that if they have a child in a push cart, they can't put him in the middle without him touching both sides. And this is the case in most of our stores. Sometimes to get a location that we really want to be, there's not a large enough space, and so some of our stores are a little more crowded than others. But for most part, our stores have some wide aisles and gives the customer space.
Many of them we would call second-generation stores.
A lot of what we have done is second generations, and this was more on our early days when all the TGNYs were going out of business. We took a lot of those TGNYs and retrofitted them for a Hobby Lobby, and then you had Walmart going from 120,000 to 180 with their grocery store, so we took an awful lot of those. But now there's not as many of those, and so more of our stores today we build from ground up.
Helpfulness is another key to your philosophy of business.
I think that as much as possible, we like to give service to our customers. We want to give them as much, even though we really are a self-service store. When we see a customer that's looking, we want to take them to it. We don't always do that, but this is something that we try to promote with our managers and our district managers, is to be as helpful as we possibly can with the help that we have in our stores. And we think it's also important for someone to have a great shopping experience and ambience. The background music is a lot of music that people would enjoy listening to, not loud, but music that would be very soothing to them as they come into our stores. And we like to have good lighting in our stores as well. We've had to take second-generation stores and add more lights there. And there's even those that we're working on today trying to put enough lighting in there where you just want to come into the stores because of the ambiance.
But on music, you can subscribe, obviously, to music, but I think you get involved even in the selection of music.
Yeah, there's an awful lot of gospel. It's not all, but an awful lot of gospel. And we put together our own songs in our own music in our stores. People ask for these CDs, and so we sell the CDs of the music that we are playing in our stores, and there is an awful lot of the gospel music in there. We've had people come in that just lost a husband or just lost a loved one and come in and said that we made their day for it. This is not unusual for us because of the music that they hear when they come into our stores.
But for the most part, the customers who come to your store are in a happy mood. Isn't that true?
Yeah, it's a totally different environment than like when I was at TGNY, because sometimes they come in there and they need some baby formula or they need some toothpaste. They're there because they have to be, because there's something that they need. But in our store, we have absolutely nothing you need. So it's a fun time. You don't need the crafts. You want them, so it's more of a enjoyment shopping rather than going to the grocery store or going someplace where you have to do that shopping just for survival.